Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. This introduction is played by Andre Louis. He's a great audio guy, and I don't really know him, but thanks, bro. There's your shout out. If you like what you hear, you can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten, or you can join my special podcast Discord server, which is on my show profile. Also, if you like what you hear, you can leave a good review on Spotify or Breaker or Anchor or Google Podcasts. And I appreciate everyone for listening. So today I'm going to talk about negotiation being a fancy word for talking, and if you want it to be a formal thing where you're just kind of doing doing a contract and going over it and stuff like that. It can definitely be those things. It can be whatever you want it to be, but it shouldn't be this really stressful kind of a thing. It should be something that you enjoy doing. It should be something that you can kind of laugh about and have some awkward moments, but take them with grace, because, yeah, I know it can be really hard, especially for submissives out there, to open up and be like, I want you to do this and that, because society is a real thing. So I get it, but try to kind of relax and enjoy things, and don't take it too seriously. Kind of sounds like the worst thing you could possibly say, but that's the only thing I've got. Don't take it too seriously. A negotiation for me is kind of like talking to my best friend. It is something that we usually end up... It takes time, because it's kind of hard for me to explain what I'm feeling and how I'm feeling and all that stuff. So when I have to open up to someone, it's not easy, and I have to really trust you before I can tell you my deepest, darkest secrets. So probably it would be a good idea to trust the person that you're negotiating with, at least on some level, because they're literally holding your life in their hands. So take that into consideration, especially if you're one of those people who does riskier things. If not, then, but most people that I know do associate negotiation with doing like riskier things. So yeah, hopefully that made sense. Negotiate for everything that you can possibly think of. I mean, sure, things kind of happen and you can't always prepare for every single possible scenario, but you should probably negotiate for everything and try to think of things that could potentially go wrong during a scene, and what will you do to mitigate these circumstances. And finally, negotiate for your aftercare. If you don't need it, then say so. If you need it, say what you need to have in your aftercare. if you don't know because you're brand new, then say that. And together you can figure it out. And see, that's the beauty of negotiation. It's always changing and flowing, and things are always happening that are weird. And you just never know. So, yep. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you have enjoyed it, I would really appreciate a like, a follow, a subscribe, whatever it is people do on podcast apps. If you also enjoyed it, you can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92. My Instagram at LunaTheKitten, or you can also join my Discord server that is pinned to the show profile. And I will see you guys on Friday. Stay kinky, and let's keep filling the world with heart.